The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In the Gemara and Ksuvos on Mem and Aleph on top, Rav Kahana presented a great question to Rav Zid from Nardah. Why do we keep assuming that the mitzvah of Alei Si Elisha doesn't apply by Chayv Elavin? Why in Asi Asei V'zin Chaloi Sasei? Just like we find all over that Asei is Dechaloi Sasei, why should the Lois Sasei of Mamzeres and such prevent us from doing the mitzvah of Asei of Alei Si Elisha? So the Gemara says no. Esei Dechaloi Sasei only applies generally speaking, for example, Mila B'Tarat, and so on and so forth. However, over here, Iyamra Lei V'ina Mi'isi La'Asei Klal. In other words, if the woman would say that she's not interested in this fellow marrying her, there's no mitzvah say in the first place of Alei Si Elisha. And in such scenarios, even if she doesn't actually say it, but since she could have said it, such an assay that is completely dilutable and avoidable, you don't say after the Alei Si Elisha. The Pnei Yeshua over here is bothered by a very big question. The Gemara in Yevamos is clear that if, let's say, an Isha, a Yevama, is not interested in the Yavam, he's a Mukashchin or whatever, and she's not interested in him, we do not say that we're Chayitza Maisala, we force her to keep quiet and force her to do Yivam. Rather, we say, oh, you're not interested in doing Yivam? Okay, there's another option called Chalitza. So there we see as well that a Yevama has the option of saying that she's not interested. So similar to that say that we're talking about over here, that Yamar Leibayinam, he still has a Klal. Why then do we find all over the first parak of Yevamos a whole dialogue and discussion about essay of Yivam being Deicha the Leitzah say, whichever Leitzah say it may be? Why don't we say that if she wants to do Chalitz and she's not interested in the Yivam, then she has the option of being Chalitz, and we don't say Chayfunaisa Lachlitz and Chayfunaisa. Excuse me, Chayfunaisa Liyabim and Chayfunaisa. What's the difference, asks the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the difference is very obvious. Over there by the Asay of Yivam, the Asay is not going anywhere. Even if she says she's not interested, it's not like the Asay just disappears. The Asay still exists, it's just that we have an alternative method of doing Chalitza. And also he says that she is mechuyev to do Yivam as well as he is. Whereas over here, if she says she's not interested, it's not like we're avoiding the mitzvah Asay. There's no mitzvah Asay in the first place where she's not interested. And she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of the Lois Elisha. That's only his mitzvah, not her mitzvah. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And in conclusion, he says that the fact of the matter is that she has the Isser of Mamzeres or whatever Isser B we're discussing just as much as he does. And the Mitzvah Asay of Alei Si Elisha is only on him and not on her. And therefore, who says in general that you can say Asa Deicha Alei Si Elisha? Just because he has an Asay, what are you going to do with her love? His Asay is Deicha his love. What are you going to do with her love of Mamzeres? She's not allowed to marry him, and she doesn't have a Mitzvah of Alei Si Elisha. And therefore, there's no Asa Deicha Alei Si Elisha. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says over here. This thrusts a very big question in our face. That l'chayr, how do you ever have Asa Deicha Alei Si Elisha by Yivam? If she doesn't have a say of Yivam at all, how is the say that he has of Yivam Yavi Aleha going to be Deicha the Alei Si Elisha, be it Eishes Sach or whatever Chayv Elam we're discussing over there throughout Yivamus? Now, the Pnei Yeshua himself, obviously, does not suffer from this question at all, because he said clearly that the woman is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Yibam as much as the man is. And many, many Rishayim and Achrayim discuss this at great length, and many do assume that she is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Asei as well. However, Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yibam, as well as the Chinuch Mitzvah Tavkav Tzadik Ches, seem pretty clearly that she is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yibam. And therefore we will remain with the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua's logic. That how could the Asei of Yivam Yavi Aleha of the man be Deicha the Lois Asei of Eshesach or whatever it is, L'chayra, she doesn't have a Mrs. Asay, and she is not going to have the Esedech Eloise Asay on her end. A similar type of question can actually manifest itself in numerous scenarios throughout Shas and Paiskim. Most interestingly, on a weekly basis, when a Moyel is doing a Mila on Shabbos, he's being over the Isser of Chavolah. How then is the Moyel able to do the Isser of Chavolah because of the father who asked him to do the Mila? The father, perhaps, has a mitzvah asay to circumcise his son, and is able, therefore, to desecrate the Shabbos, or at least the Tutra, and he's allowed to do the chavala to the child on Shabbos, even though it's a lav. The asay of Mila is deicha the lav of Shabbos. However, how is the Mila able to do that? The Mila is not commanded in the mitzvah Mila now. It's only the father that is. But before we get to that, let's discuss a little bit the local Yibam and the Sugi and Ksuvah Tafnem over here, and then perhaps we'll get back to the Mila. With regard to the mitzvah of Yibam that we're asking, that if she's not mitzvah in Yibam, how could the essay be Deicha the Leis Asay? So the first thing is we have to mention that Taisus in Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel, as well as in Gittim Mem Aleph, says this svara clearly that the Pnei Yeshua is saying, that when there's an Asay of Pru Revu, for example, and the Isha has a Lav, then the Asay that the man has is not going to be Deicha the Lav that the Isha has. Taisus clearly says this svara. I was thinking that perhaps Taisus only meant it to say it over there, where the love is her own personal love. However, many Yisurei Bia, the love is sprouted from the din that Kolhecha de Iyu Muzeres, Iyu Muzeres. In other words, she basically sort of gets the love from him and feeds off the Isur that was given to the man. Maybe Isurim that are sprouted from the man's Isurim, if the man has an Isur Deicha Leisa Say, it will help to be Deicha the woman's Leisa Say as well, since after all, it all comes from Kolhecha de Iyu Muzeres, Iyu Muzeres. However, this svara is not so simple if it's true or not, especially since if you look carefully in the Taisi Yishanim here on Daf Mem, the Taisi Yishanim says, V'li nira, the hachagabi di do leka asei, the hayiboya omra loy veino, hilkoch eimo laver belav mishum asei di day, the himus eres kimoisei, the ishra akos of isha leish, kidamrina v'yesh mataris. It almost sounds like Taisis himself is actually saying clearly, Taisi Yishanim I should say, that the Pnei Yeshua said. Perhaps the Taisi Yishanim hadn't been in front of the Pnei Yeshua. In any event, he seems to be saying clearly that his asay will not be doicha her life asay, since she doesn't have the asay. And he also brings the Gemara of Kolhecha de Ihu Muzeres, Ihu Muzeres. Apparently, the Taisi Yishanim didn't want to differentiate between Isurim that are coming from Kolhecha de Ihu Muzeres and many other Isurim. And therefore, we remain with this question, that what's the difference? How come the asay that he has can be doicha the life asay that she has? Now, even if you would say somehow that the asay works for both of their lavin, it would at least be subject to the shiloh if an asay can be deicha to lavin, because besides being deicha his, it also has to be deicha hers. The Nesivis, in his Sefer Teres Gittin on Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, brings another scenario where this whole concept applies, and that is the case where Kohanim are makiv, they're over the asay of Ashloma in order that the person should be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Asks the Teres Gittin, how is that the Kohen is able to be over because of the asay of his fellow Yid? L'chayr, the Kohen has a lav of Ashloma, and the asay of Korban Pesach is only the asay of his fellow Yisrael. How does the asay of the Yisrael help the Kohen be over his lav? And the Teres Gittin only has an answer to say that it's two asays and one is more lenient than the other one. It sounds like the Teres Gittin is also subscribing strongly to this concept that Reuven's asay cannot be deicha Shimon's lois asay. One very interesting way of explaining all this, I found in the Hagois Imrei Baruch on the Turi Evin, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. He mentioned some of these questions, including the question about Mila, I believe, that how is a Moel ever Mal on Shabbos for the father? He personally does not have his own obligation. And guess what he says? That we find the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, which means that we are all somewhat obligated and responsible in our fellow Yidden's mitzvahs and averis, and therefore, that would suffice to make the moil be obligated in the mitzvah of the father, just like all Yidden are obligated in all other Yidden's mitzvahs, and therefore, that would be enough for him to be doicha the Issa of Chavala on Shabbos for the Mila, because he himself is an Arev on the father's mitzvah. The Kavitza Aris and Simon Ches, I believe, says the same exact Mahalach. A Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh would be how Reuben would be able to be Oiver and Isser in order to help Shimon be Mekayim as Mitzvah. I would be remiss if I wouldn't mention that to use this for Yibam, or to use this for our Sugya, in the Havamina at least, and to use this for the case of the Kehanim, would run into the question about whether Arvus applies to women. The Russian in Brachas Tavchav is famous for having said that Arvus does not apply to women. And of course, there's a great discussion in great Achrayim, namely Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tzlach and many others, about exactly what the Rush means and when it applies. But there definitely is a possibility that Arvus does not apply to women. So if we were to say that the reason why the Asay is able to be Deicha the Lois Asay is because there's an Asay on the Isha's side as well because of Arvus, that would only work if we say that an Isha has Arvus as well. And similarly, if we would want to use this concept of the Imrei Baruch and the Rebbe Chanan to answer the Teres Gittin's question, how a Kohen could be over the Asay da Shlomo because of the Asay of the Yisrael with Korban Pesach, that's also only if you assume that there's Arvus from a Kohen to a Yisrael. The Tzlach and Brachas, as well as the Mutzal Me'esh and Simeon Beis and others, wonder if maybe there is no Arvus to Kohanim, just like there's no Arvus to Nashim. So obviously, if you go with Arvus, you have to work out if Arvus is going to apply to an Isha and to a Kohen. Another interesting tidbit we find about this topic is in the Gemara in Yuma, in the Pevav, the Gemara says, G'dayla tshuva shadaycha eskal loisasei shavatayra. Which means, the Gemara explains and the Mefarshim explain that there's a asay of tshuva and there's a loisasei of machzir gushasei. And in some sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorces Klal Yisrael when they sin and brings them back when they repent. So a little bit the say of tshuva is being deicha the leisa say of grusha. So the question is, why does the Gemara say deilas tshuva shadeicha leisa say shabatayr? Why every essay in the world is deicha leisa say? What's the big deal about tshuva that it's deicha the love of layucha baila rish and loshav lekachta? So the Kappas tomorrow in the Sefer Tosfos Yom Kippurim over there brings down from the Kesef of Nivchar and others that they say no. Because over here the Asay of Tshuva is by the Yidden and the Lois Asay is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like Reuven's Asay wouldn't so simply be Deicha Shimon's Lois Asay, who has in over here? It's Godel Asay of Tshuva that it's Deicha even someone else's Lois Asay. So the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says that's a very big Chiddush. Any time that Reuven has an Asay that has to be Niskayim with Shimon, it's not a Chiddush to say Asay Deicha Lois Asay. Because that's the way Asay Deicha Lois Asay works. And guess what? He brings a riot from Yibam and from Ksuvah Zaf Mem that an Asay can be Deicha Lois Asay even if the one who has the Lois Asay doesn't have the Asay. Because that's the way the Torah works, that when the Lois Asay has to be done in order for the Asay to be Niskayim, the rule of Asay Deicha Lois Asay applies even in two parties. And hence, he doesn't like at all this Chiddush of the Kesef of Nivchar and others, that the reason why Tshuva is different is because it's being someone else's life to say, because the Kappas Tamarim insists that Esed Deicha Lois Asay always works like that. So on the one hand, the Kappas Tamarim is denying this whole concept that Asay of Reuven is not Deicha Lois Asay of Shimon. He says it definitely is. If Shimon is necessary for the mitzvah, then Reuven's Asay could be Deicha Shimon's Lois Asay, no problem. And hence, Mila, Yibam, and so on and so forth would not be an issue. However, the question will still remain about Asay of Tshuva, but that's not for now. However, if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in his Argois, and the Mechitz Chinuch as well, and Mitzvah Aleph, they both bring the places in Gittin Mem Aleph that we mentioned, that says that when there's Asay of Reuven, and Leah does not have that Asay, then she cannot let herself be over the license say for Reuven's Asay. And therefore they say, the Mechitz Chinuch says, if Taisa says it's far, we can't argue with it unless we have a good riot from Shas. So on the one hand, the Kappas Tamarim and Taisa Yom Kippurim seems to be saying that a say that needs the other person's lois to say, it's automatically nidcha. While Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mechitz Chinuch are pretty adamant that no, Reuven's say cannot be deicha Shimon's lois to say. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger says you have to say that by Yibam, the woman is mitzvah as well, the mitzvah of Yivam Yavei Yaleah. Otherwise, he doesn't have any idea how he could explain all the sugyas. While the Kappas Tamarim and many others are going to have to say that no, a say of Reuven is going to be deicha Shimon's lois to say, and who adin Yivam Yavei Yaleah can be deicha the Isha's Isra as well. Obviously, the question of Mila will be tali in this. So we mentioned the Mahalach of Arvus, but if you say that there's a problem of Arvus to women, and you say, like Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mechitz Chinuch seem to be vehemently denying the Yisayit of the Kappas Tamarim and saying that Reuven's Asay cannot be Deicha Shimon's Lois Asay, then we still have to explain how the Rambam and the Chinuch who hold that a woman has no Asay of Yivam would understand how she's allowed to be over the Isser Eish Asach and so on and so forth. The Mechitz Chinuch himself somehow wants to say that even though this Dechia method wouldn't work, but somehow, if the mitzvah of Yibam is in play, the woman somehow becomes part of the heter to do Yibam, even if it's not a regular good old heter that he likes to say. A similar method you find in the Aflah earlier on Daf Chavdalah here in Ksuvus, that he says that since there's a mitzvah that has to be done with her as well, so since she has to be a partner with the mitzvah, she automatically becomes obligated. Not that she's mamash mechuyev in the mitzvah of Yibam, but since her partnership is integral for the mitzvah of Yibam, she therefore becomes mechuyev. These are very doctrinistic as far as, and it's a pretty big struggle if you don't go with the easy mahalach of Arvus. With regard to Mila, there's another few options as well. Perhaps we could say that it's the child's mitzvah that's daicha, not the father's, and that mitzvah perhaps anybody who does the circumcision can participate in, but it also needs more work. The Achrayim discussed this. And there's another possibility in general, which not necessarily stems with everything we said, that it's not the actual chiv and the mitzvah that is incumbent on the person to do it, but rather the key and mitzvah that is taking place and the chepta of the mitzvah that is being done is enough to be there for the lois to say. So since the set B that we're discussing, or the mitzvah smila that's being done is a chepta of a mitzvah, the chepta of the mitzvah can be there for the lois to say, even if the participant is not actually the one who had to be the one to do it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.